25th of January 2019, Mark 16, 15-18. And he said to them, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These are the signs that will be associated with believers. In my name they will cast out devils. They will have the gift of tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands and be unharmed should they drink deadly poison. They will lay their hands on the sick, who will recover." Today we think of St. Paul and his wonderful conversion. And I think these words are totally fitting to his life. To celebrate the conversion of a person, we know also from St. Augustine, within the order of St. Augustine, it is the 24th of April. And of course, this kind of conversion moved the whole world. And so we can see what happens if a man is going to leave false ways, errors, and is going the way with the Lord. Of course, when we mention St. Augustine, when we mention St. Paul, they are like giants of the Christian life. But we always meet people during the history which have a very intensive conversion, and then the life is very fruitful. We can also think of St. Francis. He was a wonderful person of conversion. I think such kind of conversion and conversion in general are one of the most clearest points that God is working in the life of a person. Conversion is always important for us to think about. On one hand, we know people who had such a kind of conversion, changing from the life of sin to the life of grace, or to intensify the life with God, or going from error to truth. But also we can say conversion is like a process going on, going on. We can speak about conversion when we notice that someone who does not very willingly follow the way of the Lord starts to make it very intensive. Or when he is leaving his good way, God calls him back, like we hear it in the Apocalypse of John in Revelation 2:5. "Think where you were before you fell. Repent and behave as you did at first, or else, if you will not repent, I shall come to you and take your lampstand from its place." Or we hear the wonderful word, Mark 1:15. "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is close at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." And this is a call for the whole humanity. St. Paul followed this vocation of the Lord with his whole heart. Never he forget what the Lord did with him. And he answered with the whole freedom of his will to the grace. And he was restless till the end of his life, in spite of all difficulties, and was faithful. So it's very good to thank the Lord and also St. Paul out of our whole heart that the humanity has received so much through him. What wonderful light he was, and how deeply the word of God was realized in him. You are the light of the world. A good friend of us, very much in sorrow about all what is happening in Mexico, she said, we need someone like St. Paul. Someone should come like St. Paul. She's right. He was the real fire of the Holy Spirit. But those people, only God can give us. But we can ask for them. But what we are doing in between when they did not arrive till now? I think St. Peter would say, like he said in 2 Peter 1:10, instead of this, brothers, never allow your choice or calling to waver. Then there will be no danger of your stumbling. Maybe St. Paul would add that we need a lot of apostles which are burning for the Lord, and everybody should live his special vocation in a very intensive way. Maybe he would also add that our faith should be bigger and that we give all our hope to the Lord. It's clear that he would say, use the time you have on the earth. Let all the things which are not important behind you and be concentrated to the coming of the Lord. That this fire which was in the Apostle Paulus should also burn in us, we need only really to listen his words and to follow the words. There's enough light in these words that the fire of the Spirit in us will be stronger and also that it will be always with us. And I think he would add, pray all the time.
The verse of the Alleluia says, it is worthy to praise you, Saint Apostle Paul, you chosen instrument who deserved to sit on the throne of the 12.
Magnus Sanctus Paulus, vas electio
Aleluya.